Medicine Buddha stands in mantra is on the blue sheet if you have the white binder. Let's say after we say the stanza, let's say the mantra for Medicine Buddha seven times. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispeller of disease and the three poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis light. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze raja samugate soha. Now let's read the four immeasurables in English. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the cause of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I'll turn to page 37. And towards the bottom of the page it says four immeasurables. Chanting version. So let's chant that, and if you have the white binder, it's the Tibetan words by the music notes. San chen tam che de wa dang de. Mantra eight times, CC Buddha of Great Compassion. And then below that, Green Tower's mantra seven times. She's the deity of enlightened activity. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani tare tu tare tu re so ha. Om 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 tare tu tare tu re so ha. My children, welcome to go to the classes.
1 second before we leave. Hold on, Lucia. I just want to make an announcement to all the parents that next Sunday is a Tara retreat, and it will be happening all weekend and into the Sunday morning, and we'll still have children's classes. So please come to the Tara retreat. Your children will get to see the big altar before they go to their classes, which is pretty special. Also, we have a teen class, a middle school class, and elementary class, and then our preschool room is open. So now we can go to our classes.
Good morning. Good morning. So please do your mind to introduce yourself to each other, maybe a few minutes. Very good. I haven't seen you last time.
I hurt my back 2 weeks. About 3 weeks I've been out. I hurt it more.
Oh. What happened? You fall?
I pulled something. And then the medicine, they put me on another medicine, and that had bad side effects.
18.
Pardon me?
18.
Younger than 18, probably. Some of them are almost like little kids, so they're probably in that 14 to 18 year age range.
What's your name?
Thank you. you're done, right?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, there's the dog. Dog ring the bell. Yeah, first I would like to welcome Julie John. So Julie John is coming from Kentucky and visiting here at the center. So, but Julie is working for center long time. Maybe since I came here 20 years ago, Julie was working. So she's still working for the center from Kentucky. Just came to the meeting for the board meeting. Wow. So what we should do today? Huh? Huh? Yeah, teaching here. Oh, teaching. So last Sunday I thought so to discuss with you. Any ways to clean our conscience when we feel bad. I just want to hear from you, so if you don't mind to contribute. So what we should do when we feel, not physically when we feel bad, so then, you know, that many means resource. Mentally, when you feel bad, what we should do. Not as a Buddhist, as a human. Not as a religious believer. Simply as a human, what can be done in order to feel, is there anything we can do to, how you say, to clean? Cleansing, cleanse. Of course, you know, like as I mentioned before, like till you be liberated, according to Buddhist philosophy, there's in samsara, there's nothing perfect. You know, so there's word exists, perfection, but reality. You know, so people make everybody make mistakes, including myself. Everybody make mistakes. So when you liberate it from, I say, all the disturbing thoughts, so then that's perfection. So before that, yeah, mistake, then feel bad. So you know, then what we should do? When we feel bad, what we should do? Is it possible? It is possible to clean our cleansing, cleanse our mind. Is it possible? If the answer is yes, then what we should do? What? Yeah, that's just, last Sunday I thought I would like to discuss, but just questions put on several, so they're to all the times, the question to all the times. Anybody wants to contribute, so what we should do? So when we feel bad.
Yeah. Lamala.
Please, this is not a quiz. This is just, to help each other to understand what can be done.
So on a general mundane level, what we could do is we could go to the person that maybe we have hurt and apologize to them and ask for forgiveness. You know, if you did it to like a spouse or a child, your own child, or to a friend, enemy, teacher, whatever.
We did this once before, and and someone said something that really helped me. And I think in the West, a lot of times when we say you have to let it go, we keep saying it, but if it ruminates in your mind, you're still like, yeah, it's still just visiting over and over. And so she said you have to let it be. And like if you recognize that you have made a change, like you're not doing the same thing over and over again, there is a really big difference in just, it's not going to be like it never existed. So for a lot of Westerners, I know that's difficult sometimes for the Easterners to understand, that we just keep visiting it and we keep feeling bad about ourselves. And so if we just say, well, it's in the past and I have made changes and recognize the changes, then that is actually cleansing my mind because I have made the difference. So if I just let it be and I don't judge it and I stop feeling bad about myself, then it's easier than saying I have to let that go, because it's hard for us to do that.
Very good.
Obviously it depends. There's a lot of different ways that you might feel bad or feel like you've done something wrong. One thing that I often focus on is feeling bad is an opportunity to learn and grow. I think that when you feel bad about yourself, it can be a way that your mind is telling you, like, you can do better. And so by reframing, like, I feel bad about this, it's because you know you can do better and you need to hold yourself to a higher standard. And often learning and improving and growing is the best way to feel better about yourself when you've made a mistake.
The secular way, like, I said this many times before, we are all human, regardless whether you're Buddhist, Tibetan, American, monks, nuns, we are human. You feel, you talk, you think. It's not like, oh, when you become a religious person, then you start to talk, then you start to think. It's not like that. We all think, regardless whether we believe in something. But every one of us looking for happiness. There's nothing to religion, that's the fact. Newborn child all the way to President of the United States, what we're looking for every day, happiness. There's nothing to religion, that's the fact. So now the question is, you know, like, there's so much happening physically, there's so much happening, or even according to the science, everything in our body changing, constantly changing. Similar in the mind, there's so many things happening in the mind. So, so I was wondering, like, thinking something negative out of a negative mindset, probably that's not the best way to think about negative things. In the same time, nobody's perfect. Everybody makes mistake. So, is this possible? It is possible to think something that went wrong, mentally wrong, or maybe thinking bad about yourself, thinking bad about somebody based on religion, tradition, culture, race, or education, or wealth, all kinds of things. There are like probably 84,000 different ways that we, that the 84,000 different ways of that kind of contributed to our negative mindset. That, you know. So point here is like, of course, whenever we think something negative, what it does, we lose our peace of mind, regardless. If you're believing in something, not believing in something, doesn't matter. You don't have peace of mind. So not just that, then you know, like there's ongoing feelings behind that, you know, that you don't feel good. It's a way to remember. So the wonder what can be done, what can be done, or maybe like regret. Will that help? Just wondering, regret. How not to, just even just knowing that very action that hurting you quite badly, but somehow repeats. Is it possible to stop that? It's possible to stop. Even maybe 1 minute. It's possible to stop. So, the main point is like to how to feel thinking about something that bothering your mind, thinking about that out of positive mindset and doing something, then instead of feeling bad in the end and feels good. Is that possible? Doesn't have to be a religious way. That's what I'm saying, regret. It's nothing to do with religion. Regret is regret. It's regret is not Buddhist, not Christian, it's just regret. So like what can be, so I just want to hear, sorry to interrupt. Yeah.
This is my first day here, but it took a lot for me to forgive myself. And the way that worked for me to forgive myself was to finally see that I did it in unawareness, that I'm a good person who did what I did in unawareness. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't realize what I was doing. And if I didn't forgive myself, the negative energy kept coming out of me and then reflected back. So I had to forgive myself so that I could have positive energy that would be reflected back, as opposed to the continuing flow of negative energy coming back and back and back until I forgave myself. It's just a negative mirror coming right back at me every time.
Very good.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that I do, and one of them, piggybacking off of Brett here, and that is that I always check my intention. If I hurt someone, if I said something or did something that was harmful, I check my intention. Did I intend to do that? Was I trying to be harmful? And if I, when I do that self-reflection, I really look and say, no, that was not my intention, then I forgive myself. I let it go, so that I can move forward. The second thing that really helps me is the idea of infinite life. I when I decided to become Buddhist, I bought the whole package, right? And so like
you bought the whole package?
The whole package. Yeah. I drank the Kool-Aid. in other words, the whole kit and caboodle, right? Because I was really searching. So it's like, and so the idea of reincarnation really intrigued me and really made sense to me in ways that, as a Christian, going to heaven and stuff didn't make sense to me, or going to hell. So I recognize. I remember Robert Thurman said in his book Infinite Life that we have we won't be able to get it all in this lifetime, you know. And so why be hurt and trying to rush. Take your time. Enjoy the experience. Enjoy the journey. You know, and that's what I do. I'm going to make mistakes. I check it. I made a mistake. Did I intentionally do this thing to hurt someone, to harm even harm myself? No, I didn't. I move on. My chance of becoming enlightened in this lifetime is probably slim to none, right? So I don't even worry about that. I just worry about my day to day. How am I with other people? How am I when I'm alone? And I just go from there. So I just enjoy it all. I just, you know, every experience. Everything is Dharma. Everything is an opportunity to learn. Yeah.
And you say that you drink what?
The Kool-Aid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it means that you just take the whole thing.
So that drink helps you?
The Kool-Aid does, yeah.
It's a negative connotation he's making. Huh? He's making fun of, I'm going to do the whole thing. I'm going to do this. I'm going to practice this. I'm going to practice the whole path.
Oh.
So he's making a colloquialism that everyone else kind of...
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So it means that when I...
When you drink?
Yeah, it's not literally drinking. No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, not literally drinking.
Oh, okay.
That's just mean so that I'm on board.
Otherwise, there would be wonderful news. I want to drink, too. just make sure that I understand correctly.
Yeah, No, I'm 100% on board. This path... As the Dalai Lama says, find the path that fits your mind. Oh. This path fits my mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. So now here, two things so far people mentioned. Forgive yourself. Then let it go. Yeah, probably no. Probably easier said than done. probably that requires probably some knowledge, some understanding. Not easy to let it go, some understanding. So then last Wednesday night, also I teach class here Wednesday night, the text that I've been reading, composed by Lama Tsongkhapa, one of the Tibetan masters, almost 600 years ago, in that text. In our mind, the actions and the actor is very much same. We see the same. So that's also another problem. Person has ability or has potentials to become enlightened, no matter what kind of person. Every has, in how you say in America, everybody has equal shot.
Yeah.
Like the Buddha nature. So action, you know, is different than the person. If the person and action the same, there's no hope. Nobody's perfect. Everybody made mistake. No, there's no hope. Person can improve. So now forgiveness, self-forgiveness, that happened to one own self, not able to distinguish between action and actor, thinking the same thing. Your friends say something negative things, then your friend is negative. So I think that's, some knowledge is needed, you know, it's just otherwise, like, these things are hard things to do. So need some knowledge why one should forget oneself, why we should forgive. Need some knowledge. So now letting go. Need to say, but you know, like I will tell you one story. You heard about Milarepa? So there's great Tibetan meditators. You know, he's like, you could say he's like Tibetan, one of the first Tibetan hippies. It looks like kind of. He has one clay pot, one pot that made of clay. That's all he possessed, nothing. What he does, he just wanders mountain to mountain in the wilderness and he just meditates. So that's the only thing he possesses, like one clay pot. So one day he's like going down the creek to get some water to maybe cook. So he eats like nettle. That's why he cooks. And it's like, you know, kind of like raining days and kind of he slips and he loses the clay pot. And that clay pot hit it on the piece of stone, broke. What Milarepa said, but we probably, even that, if that's our case, we will probably say tons of things. But he said, it is right here, it is gone. It's a nature of impermanent. That's how you let it go. It's happened right here, it's happened right here. It's just nature of, you know, things breaks, people die, you know, things change. It's not something new, it's happening all the time. So it happens, it just broke, it one, even only a matter of time, one day it will break. So he, this break, that's the only thing he possessed. It's not like he has like 10 of them, he just only have one. That's why he said, it's right here, za tata yajan, tata mes, za, clear pot. It's right here, it's gone now. That's nature impermanence. That's the example of letting go. No. So in our mind, oh, friendship, relationship, whatever, like, oh, it will last forever. Nothing will last forever. Everything changes. Friend become enemy, enemy become friend. There's no definite friend. There's no definite enemy. It's just nature, you know. One of the master, Tibetan master said, today's best friend. Best friend, almost you feel like you can give your heart to that person. Few unguarded words, then you superimpose or exaggerate it. Then you superimpose. Tomorrow that person becomes the worst enemy, that relationship is over. Does it happen? It happens. It's not just reading the book. So, enjoy as much as possible, but need to be fully aware things will change. Things will never be the same. Even though you wish, that's a wonderful wish, but in reality, everything will change. Needs to be fully aware. Make sure it doesn't become a surprise. So probably you will enjoy more. So that's the one thing. I think letting go probably requires some kind of like a deeper understanding of nature, the phenomena, you know, like things change, you know, things. Oh, this is so good, somebody may knock down this and breaks. Don't get surprised or don't get hurt. Just every moment they need to be aware, fully aware that everything could break, could change, could, you know, like, it's very possible. Out of 100%, 99% is very possible that could happen. It's nothing to do with religion, it's just a fact. So now the then please also I will give you opportunity to say something. So otherwise you think I'll play hooky. Ask you to just say forgiveness. Being very, it is already complicated. You know, so we are not liberated because of that. It is complicated, you know, everything is complicated. So should not make, I think one I remember, you know, we have no clue how long we are going to be on this planet, we have no clue. We may have some idea, but we have no clue. Will you be here tomorrow? You can't say 100% yes, we have no clue. Life itself is already complicated, it should not make it more miserable. That's probably 84,000 different ways you can make your life more miserable. not that difficult to do. So last Wednesday I did discuss, I was wondering, in Tibetan text it says Rangki. Rangki means, Rang means yourself. Rangki, Rangla means you yourself, to yourself, to yourself. Shata, Shata means and I thought like, you know, like I empathize. I empathize with myself. Then they say, oh, that's not really correct English. And I sympathize with myself. They say, this is not really correct English. So, without that, how you forgive yourself, how you forgive? Even though in language-wise incorrect, but meaning-wise, it's very correct. You know, so like, how you sympathize with somebody, how you empathize with somebody, you have empathy, sympathy, because that person is struggling. Then that kind of wish to help. And you empathize, you have empathy, you have sympathy, and you have compassion. So that's one thing. Another thing, last 2 months ago when I was in California after the class discussing, there's one lady, the young lady, she said, we are asking for forgiveness. Oh, then we are discussing self-love. Self-love, love, that term which does not exist in Tibetan language, but empathy, sympathy does exist but doesn't sound good in English. Kind of strange, isn't it? She said very, very important thing. She said, we are talking about discussing, after my class we are discussing. She said, if you don't have candy, there's no candy to give. That's how we are saying, if you don't love yourself, if you don't sympathize or empathy, but she didn't say empathy, but I'm just making this up. What she said, like, if you don't have candy, there's no candy to give. If you don't have sweet, there's no sweet to give. Means, in her way, she's saying, if you don't have love to yourself, there's no love to give. Does it make sense? It's not written in the book here. Doesn't matter. Makes sense. Oh, that. So now, Rangki, Ranglas. Rangki means you yourself, to yourself. Shatsa. Shatsa means like, you know, like not being harsh or critical. You say, it's okay, you know. Today you fell, try again tomorrow. Saying gently, you empathize. You empathize what you are going through, you sympathize what you are going through, and you are 100% there to help, to rise, to lift you up from your spirit. Does it make sense? Who said Lama Tsongkhapa here, 600 years ago, Rangla, Rangki, Shase, Tuede means kind of like, you know, like gently telling, it's okay. So that word I think is important. So then Lama Tsongkhapa further down, he said, no, don't harbor evil thought. Does that make sense? Why? Unless you don't have thought, then you are free. Unless you don't think, you don't have to worry. If you are thinking, make sure that you don't support negative thinking, you don't encourage negative thinking, and you don't harbor them. Why? It's not good for you. That's all. So it's nothing, not because you are Buddhist or that, no. Jula, nesem machang, pesem chungs. Then what we should harbor? Noble thought, gentle thought, positive thought. Why? It benefits you. That's all. It benefits you. So now think about compassion, tolerance, you know, patience, all of that. Oh, this is religious business. No, it's not religious business. What do you do when you get angry? What do you do? You are happy when you get angry. Are you very happy? If that's the case, that's okay. Then everybody should get angry. Everybody should get angry because that's the way to be happy. When you get angry, or your friend is happy, you're not into religion. So now, what can I do to make sure that I don't get angry? Practice patience. Without patience, you can't control your anger. Regardless whether you're Buddhist, not Buddhist, monk, nun, not nun, believer, not believer, atheist, you ask each person who enjoys anger. Ask what people will say. Even ask animal if they can speak human language. They will also say, Paul, no, I don't like to be around angry person. So that's why, Jula, Nisim, Machangs. Don't harbor in your mind stream, don't harbor disturbing thought or evil thought. Pesim Chongs. Pesim means minds that want to benefit. Harbor that mind, good for you. So, you are already going through difficulties because you are remembering something went wrong and you are making more difficult by thinking something negative. So, then how you forgive yourself? This is all good. Forgive yourself, let it go. This is all good, wonderful practice. The question is how you do. It requires some wisdom. No knowledge, no wisdom. Wisdom is the product of knowledge. You have to have some knowledge or some understanding. Oh. It's all boils down on attitude. Your world, your universe is the reflection of your mind. It's not a reflection of the religions. It's the reflection of your mind. How you see things, you know, how we see. All the appearances, whether that's good or bad, mind is like a mirror. You put it there, everything, you see the reflections. There's the nature of mirror, the mirror is there something that reflects. So like the mind, nava simjiraji, all the appearances. If you manage to train your mind to see just pure, that's all, just pure. What do you see? You see just pure, that's all you see. If you train your mind to see negative, yeah, you see somebody who's not sharing the same belief, they are evil. But your mind, that's a reflection of your mind. Not everybody see the way you see. It is just reality, it is just nature. Then people will see the same thing. What you see, people see the same thing. That's not the case. Everybody has different interests, different hobby, different like, you know, even looking at the same color, like 100 people looking at the same color, maybe there's few different opinions. Why was that? That's the reflection of your mind. So their mind is, nature of their mind is empty. There's no shape, no color, it's empty. So, therefore, one could just go, in Tibetan words called taba ramjam, means just pure. That happens through training, you know, that's eventually train mind, you know. So then you realize, oh, everybody looking for happiness. Everybody, including myself, everybody's looking for happiness. Nobody's looking for anger. Nobody's looking for, you know. So then, you know, based on that reality, what's the best? If you be kind, more compassionate, more care, that's what people appreciate. You know, when you meet the first time, when you travel around the world, when you meet the first time nice people, do you know what they believe? That's not that important. What you know, what you sense, what you feel is they are kind, their kindness. Though, well, they don't know this is Buddhist center. You know, so I have cat, one cat called Ninja. Ninja probably has no idea whether I'm monk or not monk. But Ninja, why she become so close to me? Because I care, you know, or I pet, I feed. So that's why she become close. So that's the human nature. Everybody enjoys, you know, like, including yourself. So now back to the point. Even someone who killed 999 people, if that person has shot, how do you say?
Shot.
I'm trying to learn how to say in American way. So, but even the word doesn't sound good, shot. If that person has opportunities, 999 human, not just insect, been killed. If that person has opportunities to liberate, so why not me? Why not me? You know, so no matter what kind of actions they we did out of not knowing, ignorance, not being mindful, you know, there are mistakes been made. Generally speaking, pretty much mistakes been made out of a lack of mindfulness. A lot of mistakes been made, you know. So, self-forgiveness. So they maybe need further discussions. We needed how to forgive, why, how often. This is a good thing. This is a good thing. So, yeah, you have to forgive yourself. You have to sympathize to yourself. You have to show empathy, sympathy. You can't just become critical, harsh, and it's not good. It's not good. It doesn't benefit. It doesn't benefit. If you can change 1 minute, 1 minute, logically it doesn't make sense. Why can't that minute can be expanded for 2 minutes? If you cannot do, you cannot do even just minute. It's impossible. If you do 1 minute, it just shows you can do. So, you know, it requires self-discipline. In my opinion, it requires self-discipline and some kind of, like, you know, like encouragement, and that some kind of like rewarding yourself, rejoice that what I did, rejoice, feel good about yourself, be good about yourself. Oh, yesterday it didn't happen. That's pretty good. So, you know, maybe that can be expanded. Not for religious purpose, for your own sake of your own happiness, that's all. For the sake of your own happiness. If you are be happier, it's good for the communities, it's good for the family, it's good for the country, it's good for everybody. If one person is not happy, no matter how many church you build, how many temple you build, it's not good. If the one person is happier, even if there's no temple, much better, 1,000 times better than building 100 temple compared to one person become happier, more optimistic, that's 100% better. So that requires, you know, like everybody needs to be, how you say, like, every people needs to think. Needs to think, you know, it can be not like, oh, here you go, yeah, take this, or you say, bring something, it'll be fine. That's not easy. It's not easy. So every person needs to think. That is meditation. Whether you're sitting like this or not, you are meditating. When you start thinking, especially when you get angry, you start to think. What are you doing? You are meditating. That's all you're doing. You are meditating. Oh. So that's how you liberate. That's how you liberate, by thinking before you reacting, taking your time, sitting back, thinking down the road. Does it really matter where you put this thing here? Or your mind just made it, oh, it has to be put it there, it looks nice. It's not definite. It could be put here. But then you're uptight, you're not flexible, somebody moves around, you lose your happiness. Is that worth it? It's not worth it. So that happens in your life, probably happens in my life. If you are not mindful, it happens all the time. People say something, think something, oh, they want to go here, no, no, want to go there. Does it really make a big difference? Going to a flea market or going to Lake Johnson, does it make really big differences? Yeah, if you lose your life, so then of course that's big things. It's not like that, you know, it's like just ego, and like ego is very much involved. Every event about ego is so much involved. So then that ego is backed by, not like backed by compare power, by compassion, loving kindness. It's mainly backed by, you know, arrogant, pride, jealousy. How life is going to be happier? Impossible. Impossible. So only way you can make mentally your life easier by thinking. Oh, so what is one? Thank you for all you contributed. Self-forgiveness, let go. So further discussions needed, how to do, why. Let's say, oh, you did something wrong, you are feeling bad now. If you criticize yourself, does it help? Just set aside religious belief, just set aside that. Practically, if you start to criticize, does it help? If not, why we keep doing that? Why? Doesn't make sense. Why you do things that doesn't make sense? Why you do things again and again that doesn't make sense? Just ask yourself questions. Why are you doing that? Then probably you will wake up. You will wake up. Oh, maybe you're right because you are doing that things that doesn't help. How is about encouraging yourself, sympathizing, empathizing, showing empathy, sympathy, and try to see action. As far as action is concerned, needs to be correct. As far as the person is concerned, has possibility to be enlightened. It's like diamond under the dirt. Can you see? No, you cannot see. It's under the dirt. Does that mean there's no diamond? No, no. There is diamond, but you don't see. Diamond covered under the dirty cloth. Do you see? You don't see. But that doesn't mean there's no diamond. There is diamond. So you need to just uncover and you see. Like that. There's a true nature, human nature. According to Buddhism, what you call Buddha nature. Each and everyone has the ability to become enlightened. So that means there's hope. There's hope for change. There's hope for, how is it, rise and shine. Arise. Not the rice that we eat. Rise. No. I'm not saying they hope to become rice. I think this is important. I think, like, I'm not sure, something to do with the culture, whatever it is, I'm not sure, like, no, like, being harsh to oneself is not a good thing. Rangi rana shatha, rangi rana shatha. Shatha means usually when you say, when you're talking about somebody is going through some difficulty, you should say shatha, that means you feel. And why we don't feel yourself? Why you don't feel to yourself? You feel somebody is going through some difficulties. How is about all the difficulty you are going through? Do you feel anything? No, so that's the question. So I'm not asking you to believe. I'm just saying what Lama Tsongkhapa said is there too. How we can find out, we need to think. You know, Buddha also himself said, don't accept what I said out of respect. Why? Down the road is not good. Temporarily maybe it's work. Down the road, why? Mind start to think. You cannot stop. Nobody can stop mind unless we are dead. Mind will think. It's better to let the mind figure it out when they think, analyze, you know, so like say, like when you buy a gold, in order to find the pure gold, what do? You burn. Make sure there's no anything mixed and you cut, and you rub on the hard surface, make sure there's nothing any mixed there. That's how you find pure gold. Same thing when you read, you analyze like that. You cut, you burn, you rub. If there's no any, how is it mixed? That's, Yeah, so that's how you find the pure. Similar, we analyze, every day. So, yeah, self-forgiveness, letting go. How you say, letting go? Yeah, it requires a lot of thinking. A lot of thinking, it requires a lot of thinking. Not easy. Oh, a lot of thinking. Someone you help so much, financially, time and everything you invest so much, that person turns against you. You have no clue why. How you react? First reaction, no need to explain. First reaction that comes in our mind, get rid of. You know, so like. When you look at the 8 verses, Thought Transformation text, I think certain number 7 or 6, I don't remember exactly, one of them. Yeah, that happened in our life. It's not happened when the text is written. It happened in our life. What we should do. Oh, it's very interesting. But my point is here, it requires a lot of thinking. A lot of thinking. Then I'm sure it's very possible you can let it go. It's very possible you can forgive yourself, and not just you, yourself, and also maybe you can forgive the very person that you supported long period of time financially, that person turns against you, you can even forgive that person too. You learn how to forgive. For what? Sake of your own peace of mind, that's all. If you are looking for happiness, that's what you should do. That brings happiness. That brings happiness to yourself. When you are happy, then more likely you will do something good. When you do something good, people benefit. When you go to store, if somebody smiles, do you enjoy that? It benefits. If somebody starts to preach you Buddhism, do you enjoy that? Probably not. If somebody is being kind to you, do you enjoy that? Yeah, everybody does. Everybody. So that's why. It requires a lot of thinking, my friend, it requires a lot of thinking. It can be done like easily, it requires a lot of thinking, but... So now more contributions. So that's very good. Letting go, self-forgiveness, I think is good. It's really wonderful, yeah. Sorry, I said it too much. Sorry.
I think of, our evolution and how, there seems to be a pattern in America where we want to let things go, but we don't sit with the understanding of why. I think we have a tendency to try and let things go, but then we become almost, it's not the right understanding to lead to the right action. And I feel that we need to spend more time having the right understanding when we let it go, take in the pain, understand why did we do that, like kind of like Andre was saying, what was the intention, understand why could have someone hurt me, and then move on from that, and then have, share the right understanding, share the right action, move on. I think it would become really helpful, for us to share that, because there's so many times I hear people say, oh, just let it go.
Yeah,
but they don't understand why they're letting it go.
Yeah, very good.
So I had a situation this week
where out of my unawareness another person's mind was disturbed. I didn't even realize it in the moment, but they let me know. And so as soon as they let me know, I apologized right away, and I thanked them for letting me know. But it wasn't enough yet because the situation is likely to come up again. And so I was ruminating on how do I fix this, how do I fix this. And every time I thought about the situation, I felt bad. And I thought about it, and I felt bad, and I thought about it, and I felt bad. But eventually we came up with a solution to put into place. But it still wasn't enough because I had this habit of remember, feel bad, remember, feel bad. So that was yesterday. So then today I thought, I've got this habit of this remembering the situation coming up. So maybe I can transform in the moment when I remember. And so what I'm trying now is when I remember the situation, I've already done what I need to do. I've apologized. I've put in a new situation in place. I just need to let go of this energy of habit of remember, feel bad. So I decided that when I remember, I'm going to send loving kindness to that person. So hopefully, because I know it's hard to get rid of an old habit, it's easier to put something new in place. So now I'm building a new habit where when I remember, I send out love to them. And I've only been doing it since we've been talking because I thought of it at the beginning of this conversation. But already I'm feeling better. So I'm starting a new habit. So thank you.
I think the same time is very important, you know, like say, like here in development country, I've been here 20 years now. Is there any physical pain, and you know, like of course, as a human nature, you're trying to fix things whenever there's something happens. In the reality, is it possible to fix everything? Is it possible that you fix everything? So you need to understand the fact of reality. You know, so like, am I going to be happy all the time? Probably not. Need to understand that. Am I going to be suffering all the time? Probably not. You know. So that, you know, that's why I'm saying, like, why you don't read in Buddhism, there talks about samsara. I'm not asking you to believe. I'm just, if you are interested, just read. I'm not looking for how many people become Buddhists. I'm not doing that last 20 years. I never did that. That's not the goal. The goal here at the center, why we come together to share our experience and like emphasize the importance of positive thought, compassion, loving kindness. These are all good things that every human benefits. Not just human, even every animal get benefit if we become more compassionate, more kind, more caring, to one another. Why is so important that? I don't care about Tibetan. They are Tibetan and they are American. This is not good. No. Oh. So here we try to learn. So at the same time, read about what is samsara. Samsara is where there are a lot of complications. You know, life is not going to be perfect. There are no perfections. So therefore, based on that reality, I should not expect that I'm going to be happy all the time. That's probably not going to happen. That's a fact. Or maybe someday I will get headache. Why? Because I have head. If I don't have head, you will never get headache. It's nothing to do with religion. No, you have head, maybe just get headache sometimes. So that's like that. Oh, I probably will get old because I have this body. This body is not going to remain forever like young. You know, hair is going to turn into gray. So here, now, 20 years ago, I have zero gray hair. So now see, there's a lot of them. Are you upset? That's part of, there's no reason. If you're upset, there's no benefit, so probably you can die. Maybe after a few months, you'll do the same thing. No, but it didn't die. That's not, no, I'm not against dying hair, but, you know, but that's what it means, like, that's like, even the hair, color of hair doesn't remain the same thing. Is there something I do wrong? No, it's the part of the nature. So, like that. So just knowing, oh, that the nature of samsara, nothing, no, life's not going to be perfect. It's going to be like up and down, up and down. Maybe that's necessary to grow, to learn. You know, so it's necessary. Otherwise, probably we will never learn. You know. So that's, I think, important, you know. It's important, at the same time, it's important to think, a lot of thinking. That is meditation. Meditation is simply thinking. A lot of thinking, that's how you overcome, say, for example, like, you are calling for somebody because there's something wrong, something mistake with the bill, talking to that person, not being nice, then you have inner fighting with that person. All of a sudden, you are expressing your grouch, or you're expressing your dissatisfaction with your friends. It has nothing to do with that phone conversations. The friends comes after you say, no, like that doesn't happen. You fight with somebody else, then you express somebody else. If you think very carefully what is doing, you are continually losing your peace of mind after the conversation is over. You think very carefully again, then you realize, oh, that's not good. No, not good. For sake of your own happiness, that's not good. That has to be stopped. You can stop that, so then feel better. You know, otherwise this beautiful atmosphere through few conversations is tuned into some kind of environment. Nobody wants to be there. Nobody wants to be there. Who did that? Maybe a lot of people contributed to know like that. So, my point here again, sorry. So it helps me, it helps me because we are same human beings, realizing that life is not going to be happy all the time. That's the fact. Hair is not going to remain dark all the time, forever. That's the nature. There's nothing to be upset. But through thinking, you know, like then it kind of balances thinking. So then eventually, you know, like a lot of thinking. So that's very helpful. Just knowing that, you know, when in Buddhism, when you talk of happiness, not like you're jumping up and down. So like not that kind of happiness. Deep down, you're always calm and peaceful. It's not like you're jumping up and down, like screaming and like. Not that kind of excitement, you know. Always, you know, like no matter what kind of circumstance, whether it's like difficult, something wonderful, you always kind of remain equal, you know, calm, deep down, like oceans. Surface is kind of wild, deep down, there's always calm. So that happens, you know, eventually. I'm not saying that I reached that level, so I have zero level. But I struggle every day, day to day, like a lot of thinking, you know, like if something happens, then thinking, you know, like if I cannot apply antidote, then I decide not to stick with object. I try to avoid object. So sometimes it's much successful than sticking with object, you know. People are so angry by watching news. You have choice. If just making your mind miserable while you don't get away. Then you will be more successful because that negative mind will die down. You have choice. If the person is very annoying, very like, each time when you see that person very annoying, you don't have to stick with that person, you can avoid. You know, so if you can't apply antidote, avoiding object, that disturbing thought will die down eventually. Not right away, eventually. So there are many, many things that we can do. So, you know, every day, you don't have to sit like this very seriously. You can walk, thinking. You could clean your room, you are thinking. That's meditation, you are thinking, all the time thinking. So when you encounter certain event, you pause, and you take your time, you're thinking, is it worth it to sacrifice my peace of mind for that or not? You're calculating very precisely what you do. So then eventually also then that's called mind training. You're training your way you think, where you sit, and you train slowly. Then eventually you build armor, what do you call armor? You build very strong armor. Somebody says something. Hear what you say, whatever. Now it's not whatever, now it's very serious thing. So now even you say whatever, so I think that's good, I like that saying, whatever. So like, go to film market or go to General Lake Johnson, whatever. It's much better than say, we have to go to Lake Johnson no matter what. Even though it's cause you are tear, we have to go to Lake Johnson, that's not good. Whatever, that's much better. Then you become flexible. Mentally, you become flexible. In reality, it's not that important at all. It's not that important. What is important? My peace of mind. That's most important than anything else. Why? Because your peace of mind, that benefits you, that benefits everybody. Everybody. That's why. So I took all the time. Sorry. So maybe next Sunday. Then every third Sunday of the month we divide group, then we discuss. So next Sunday we divide the group, then we discuss. So then people are watching online, so they when we discuss the group, so they could not hear. I'm not sure how many people are watching online. Nine. So they like to hear what we're saying. So maybe we try to figure it out. I'm not sure. I'm not tech person, so maybe somebody has to be. So next Sunday we'll discuss the group. So then after the prayer, so I will mute. Say not try not to say. Then we save a bunch of time. So after the prayer we divide the group right away, discuss. So then from the group they can report in the mic. So then the online people they can hear what has been discussed. Okay. Yeah. Thank you for coming. And have a nice week, nice weekend.
I'll turn to page 191 in the gold prayer book. And if you have the white binder, turn to the green colored pages, and we'll recite the praises to the 21 Taras as advised by Lama Zopa Rinpoche to remove obstacles to the light of the path retreat. Mm-hmm. From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorns Amitabha. Action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara. You who rescue all of our destitute, to you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator. Homage Tara, fifth heroic, eyes like instantaneous. From opening statements of the Lord of Heroes, Triple Lotus. Homage she whose face combines 100,000 moons of gold, blazing with vibrate resplendent as a thousand star collection. Homage golden blue and lotus, water born in hand adorned. Giving every commissarity, patience, meditation, her sphere. Homage, crown of Tathagata, action, triumph without limit. Relight on my conquerors, children, having reached every perfection. Homage, filling with Sutare, whom desire direction and space. Trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the Allo, Shaka Ani Bama Maru, honored by the host of spirits, corpses of Sandhava's Yakshas. Homage with Sutra and Piss, sounds destroying post magic giants, depressing left out widened, blazing in a raging fireplace. Homage to the very dreadful. Destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart her fingers, adorn her with Rijo Mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all the Russian fields adorn her. Homage, she so joyous radiant, crowning minting garlands of light. were full laughing with Tutare, subjugating Mara's devas. Homageable to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking crowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornamentsma shining, Amitabha in her hair now, sending out much light eternal. Homage she with feet ablaze like eon dending fire abiding, Christ that left and choice around you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage she who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage happy, virtuous, peaceful, she who sealed this feast nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freeze his human knowledge mantra, arrangement of the ten letters. Homage to a received letter of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three were Smeru, Mandara, and Vindya. Homage holding in her hand the hair-mike moon of devil-like form, with white-spoken Tara Emte, totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the king are ours to honor, armored in our joyful splendor, she dispels the dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with Vaishara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating, powered by the set of three natures, Trisosos of spirits, Yakshas, and race corporate supreme Ture. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. We turn to page 190 for the prayer of benefits. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with this greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacified. Can you now turn to page, let's see, where's 246. 247, and we'll read the dedication from Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Turn to page 244 or 245 for the long life prayers. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrezig Tenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, spreading Manjanak's historic doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om taritu taritu re soha. 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 Om taritu taritu re soha.
I have just a couple of quick announcements. First of all, you'll see we have a altar table set up here. We'll have a Medicine Buddha Puja here at 1 o'clock. Puja is kind of a scary word. It's just a prayer service. And Medicine Buddha practice is really beneficial for those who are sick and for those who recently passed. So if you're interested in coming and joining us, it's really beautiful little service. Also, next Sunday, we actually won't be doing discussion next Sunday because we'll have Tara Retreat here, but we'll do the discussion the following Sunday. We have Tara Retreat, a little mini retreat, Saturday and Sunday. It's four sessions, Saturday morning and afternoon and Sunday morning and afternoon. As Christy mentioned, we'll still have a family program on Sunday, and if you bring your children, we'll start off in the Gompa, and the children will have a chance to see the altar. We're going to bring all the Taras. We'll invite them down from that altar, and we have a beautiful altar in the middle of the room so we can circumambulate, and it's really quite a wonderful experience. So that's next Sunday. And then coming up 2 weeks after that, Geshe-la's going to be gone for a period in November, and we're going to have Venerable George Chernoff visiting here, and he's going to have really quite an interesting and varied program. The first weekend, November 1 to 3rd, that's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday. It'll be a session on the Jataka tales, which are stories of the Buddha's lives before, previous lives before he became enlightened. There's lots of applications in there to our daily practice, and so that should be very interesting. And then the third weekend that he's here, we'll have another workshop on Sutra Mahamudra, which sounds also a little bit intimidating, but it's just a method of understanding and meditating on emptiness. He'll also be teaching the Discovering Buddhism class on the Monday nights. He'll be teaching on the Four Noble Truths as they relate to, the Four Noble Truths on the Wednesdays, and he might be offering a couple of other sessions. We're still talking about that. So please think about coming. There's opportunities to sponsor, which is great benefit to the center and great benefit to the donors. So we hope you'll come to all of these things, and thank you very much, Geshe-la. Oh, yes. Oh, and I also forgot to say there is, we normally have a newcomer orientation on the second Sunday, and we won't have that, but we will, a new member orientation, new member, newcomer, but we will have a quick newcomer Q&A afterwards if anybody wants to stay and has questions. So thank you. Just stay here in the Gompa for that.